You remember that I told you that yesterday I explained to you that wonderful understanding that by Yosef the students can learn more about Yaakov even from what they can learn by themselves from Yaakov. We saw that the Egyptians, the Mitzrim, were crying for 70 days. 70 days they were crying on Yaakov. And Yosef was crying on the death of Yaakov also. But the Holy Brothers, we don't see that they were crying on their father. Even if they did cry, we don't see that the verses, that the Chumash is telling us on that. So the Chumash is telling us that the Egyptians were crying for 17 days. 70 days. 70 days. So how they learned to cry, why it was so important to them, why they were mourning, because they learned it on Yosef. What else can we see? Also, on the blessings to the children, we can see that Yaakov is blessing Menashe v'Ephraim. And we don't see blessings to the children. We see for the seed, for the tribe. We don't see a special blessing for the children of Yehudah, for the children of Reuven, for the rest of the children. Why? Because the righteous man, Yaakov, he knows the truth. And he's following the truth. And he doesn't care at all about what people are going to say, what people are going to think. He became to be righteous because he was holding the truth always in Mesirut Nefesh, dedicated his life for the truth. This is why he doesn't care, he doesn't mind at all to change his mind, to admit in his mistake, to change the way of his own Hanaga in the way that he's serving Hashem Yitbarach. Because he's searching for the truth. And if now he sees that the truth is different and that he was wrong, he doesn't mind at all to accept it. He's just doing tshuva and moving forward. This is why we can see there are a lot of changes in this generation in the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu leads the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind also. Even HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though that it's hard to understand, because we want to say, how can it be? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't predict it all, he didn't know exactly from the beginning what's going to be, he knows it all. So, but still we can see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself revealing to us that he regrets, on the fact that he created the nation of the Ishmaelim, the Gemara is saying. That he regrets on that. That he regrets that he exiled the holy nation of Am Israel between the nation. He regrets. He regrets on the fact that he constricted the moon and brought the Sitra Achra into the world. He regrets. And not only that he regrets, he's also saying to us, to Am Israel, Aviu alai kapara, I need you to help me. Ve'ish chacham yechaperena, that a righteous man, a wise man out of you, gonna come and gonna find for me a certain way, an opening to violate that vow that I accept on myself, that I took on myself. I need to regret. I need someone to help me to make a certain path for forgiveness for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for him himself. And I told you that once, and we need to put our minds into that concept. When the Shekhinah is coming back to Tzion, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself coming back to Tzion. How, what we're going to see on the surface, what we're going to see, we're going to see more Jews and more Jews making Aliyah, coming to Eretz Israel, serving Hashem Yitbarach together, like you can see, for an example, an amazing example, in Uman Rosh Hashanah, you see thousands on thousands of Jews gathering themselves all together and just waiting to Rosh Hashanah to come. And this, they don't have nothing else in mind. They want to go to the mikveh, they want to buy stuff for Shabbos, to arrange their houses, to be able to accept the holiday with a smile on their face. This is what you see. 30,000, 40,000, almost. There was one year that we had something like 38, 39. Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Bender said that Mashiach will come in the year that we're going to have 40,000. We're not far at all. You see last year what they done, the Sitracha. Maybe it was about to happen. And they made all of that imaginary war over there. We went and we came back and no one saw nothing, no problems. And in the biggest mess that happened over there, and for us, like we will end in heaven, went back and nothing. No one felt nothing. Only after 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, people started to think, hey, it was supposed to be a war here, what's going on? It's all quiet, all so nice. Yetzirah is making wars. Yetzirah is making... Why? Because he doesn't want people together, to be over there in Uman Rosh Hashanah. So, this is a very good example to learn what should happen with all of Klal Israel, to where we're going to, for what is about to happen to Am Israel. If in Jerusalem city it would be only like Bnei Brak, that people are just keeping Shabbos over here, Mashiach would come already. I heard it from Avshalom Arush, that he accepted it from Rabbi Zev Lebovich. Only, if only that we would have that status of a religious city here in Jerusalem, like Bnei Brak. And also in Bnei Brak, you have a lot of things to fix, Baruch Hashem, in Bnei Brak. It's not, we're not talking about heaven, it's Bnei Brak, it's not heaven, it's Bnei Brak. And also there in Bnei Brak, they have something special. What? Everyone are keeping Shabbos. The streets are closed, people are driving. Rav Shalom said, if only we would have that here in Jerusalem, Mashiach would have come already. Mashiach would have come, it means in mercy, b'rachamim, with no blood in the streets, with nothing like that, chas v'shalom. Mashiach would have come. We need to see how to bring more people and more people and more people to serve Hashem here together in Jerusalem. This is our job. This is our job in life, and how you're going to do that. If you try to aim too high, you're going to fall very fast. A person needs to accept it on himself, that he needs to see what Hashem wants from him now, in the present. Because when someone comes to you and sits close to you in the bus, in the train, and you're just going to have a short conversation with him, immediately you save that person's life. Avraham Binyamin Albert, that he's just been engaged, he told us 2 days ago his story. It's amazing. He was here in Jerusalem, and he was in few yeshivot, and he was looking for a place to learn, and he was very frustrated. He couldn't find himself, you know, no yeshiva in none of the places he felt good. And he went to the Kotel HaMaravi, and he was over there in the Kotel HaMaravi, Western Wall, and he said to Hashem Yitzbarach, look, I want to stay here. I cannot see my future here. I don't know what's going to be with me here. I'm not married. I don't have a place to learn. But I want to close my eyes like that and to count on faith. He was very strong. He was talking strong to Hashem. And he said, I want to close my eyes, and this is what that I'm doing. I'm not looking. And if you want to take me away from Jerusalem, you're going to have to chain me in iron chains and to pull me out, to take me out from Jerusalem. Because I'm staying. This is what he said. And now I'm asking, please find me a good yeshiva that I'm going to be able to learn it. And he was praying on his shidduch. And on that way, he went out from the Kotel HaMaravi. He went up on a bus. On that bus, suddenly he see our friend David Katz, David Shlomo Katz, the Hayesa Agadi, the legendary, David Katz, a Kohen Katz. We said Katz, it's a Kohen Tzedek. And David Katz, with a huge smile on his face, tells him, hey, Albert, what's going on? How are you? He tells him, amazing. I'm looking for a place to learn. He said, there is an amazing place. I'm learning in Yeshivat Chutzel Chesed. Come, let's learn together. You don't know, Rav Dror and this and that. And he came. And now he's telling us, without those advice and without all of those strengthening. Yes, thank you, Hashem. I wouldn't hold on. He said, I wouldn't hold on. for a few years looking for his shidduch, and he said, again I went to the field, and again I went and did what I do, and again, and again, and again. And in the end, suddenly, you see the salvation, and now a person can thank Hashem Yitbarach also on the time of waiting, also on the time of suffering. Because now, after the fact, you observe, you look back, and you see that that time helped you to build yourself, to work on your attributes, and to know that you're not supposed to demand for things, and to ask for free gifts from Hashem Yitbarach, humbles you, makes you a normal person, not an angry person that comes and argue and fight and thinks that everyone are wrong. And I'm talking about myself. Everyone can see it on himself. The one that comes to purify, they tell him to wait. And in that time of expectation, that you wait and you hope for Hashem, and you yearn to find Hashem, in that time you receive your purification. This is the time of purification. Because Hamten, it's the same letters of the word Matana, gift. When you wait, you've been saved in that time. If now, I gave that example once, if now you want to buy a 500 shekels ring, diamond, you go to a jewelry store, you tell them, alright, I want to buy in 500 shekels, immediately they're going to show you everything that they have in 500 shekels. But if you tell them, I want to buy a diamond in 5 million shekels, in 1 million dollars diamond, they were not going to, alright, here, they were not going to put it on the counter. It's not what is going to happen. They're going to tell you, all right, wonderful, sit. Would you like to drink something? And you're going to wait until the manager, the one that's in charge on that shift, going to come and ask you, oh, very nice to see you. If you want, I can show you pictures of our collections. And you're going to wait. Why? Because they cannot count on you. That you won't put your hand on it, or why bother? It's in the how is it, safe. It's in the safe. So it's the same when you ask for purity, when you ask for real closeness to Hashem, when you ask on learning the real Torah of Hashem, not on asking to be religious. To be religious, you don't need nothing. You just need to buy a kippah. You don't. This is it. And a lot of religious also. You can go with a. Cap, cock on your head. This is it. You can put any kind of cap on your head, and this is it. Avram, you were religious for years. You know what I'm talking about. It's a cap. This is it. So, this is the wisdom to find closeness to Hashem Yitbarach. Really, to feel Hashem is with me. Hashem is with me when I'm learning Torah. Hashem is with me when I'm praying. Shmona Esrei. You know the difference between, Rabbeinu is saying there is a difference between prayer that Hashem accepts it than to a prayer that Hashem is not accepting. When Hashem is accepting your prayer, so a lion that made out of fire comes down and take your prayer with him. And when Hashem is not accepting that prayer, so a dog is coming and taking your prayer. Not a dog that made out of fire. A regular dog. Come and pick your prayer and walks with it. This is it, to play with it in Arzeh Birat Park, something. This is it. A nice bone he found, and this is it, and he's running with it to the streets. This is it. You lost your prayer. That prayer belongs to the Sitra Achra. The dog came and took it and went. This is the lost Shmona Esrei. It caused bitter water that you feel that the tefillah is the yoke. It's bothering you. Oh, I have to fulfill my obligation to stand Shmona Esrei and stand with no will to do it, and it's heavy on your shoulders, and it's bitterness, it's religiousness, it's horrible. You don't like it. Who likes it? But when you find yourself attached to Hashem, when you find yourself that every word of that tefillah in the Shmona Esrei, you said it like an offering, you gave it to Hashem, you said to Hashem, Hashem, open my lips, and that my mouth is going to pray to you. And then you start to bless Hashem. And every word you hand it to Hashem, you tell Him, Elokeinu, Elokei Avotenu, Elokei Avraham. And you think on every concept and concept. You feel Maim Metikim, sweet water. You hope that that prayer will never going to end. A lot of times it happened to me and to a lot of other avrichim that tried to do that, to pray 1 hour Shmona Esrei, like Rav Shalom told us to do, 1 hour Shmona Esrei, and also that you will know, it's not a Breslevers minhag. The Baal HaTanya said that it cannot be that a kosher person gonna pray Tfilat Shmona Esrei less than 18 minutes. Less than 18 minutes, it's also a lot of time, 18 minutes for Shmona Esrei. It's not like 1 hour, okay. But we're exaggerating. Breslevers, no, what can you do? But the Baal HaTanya said minimum 18 minutes. And then he said, because how can you say the bracha in less than 1 minute? So also the Baal HaTanya is saying that you need to do more than 18 minutes. But the minimum 18, to dedicate 1 minute. It's not a text that you read to Hashem Yitbarach. It's something that you need to do. You need to offer. You need to pray. You need to eat instead of sacrificing. Now you're standing with your knife in Beit HaMikdash and you're just slaughtering animal like that. It's not kosher. It's treif. You cannot slaughter an animal like that in that way. Or another one, another one, another one, another one, another. It's treif. It's all of the tefillah is treif. Minimum. Concentrate. Think about in front of who are you standing, what you're about to do, on what that bracha is talking, what's the concept, what are you about to ask, on who are you asking, from who you're asking it, why you're asking, something, bring something. If it's nothing, so fastest way of them all, it's not to pray at all. It's you can drop that if you don't like it, if it's not your gig. You don't have to. The obligation, it's only when a person needs to accept yoke of heaven on himself. You need to accept it. You need to take it. If you don't take it, so you're not doing it. And if someone is forcing you, it doesn't count. And Hashem Yitbarach is rebuking Am Yisrael. Al asher lo avadetem oti besimcha. You were serving me, but without joy, so it doesn't worth. It doesn't worth. The Tzach Klalot, the 98 curses are coming on a person that is serving Hashem Yitbarach without joy. So you say, hey, now that I'm in depression and I'm taking medicines for years, so what, I cannot serve Hashem Yitbarach even? No. Rav Shalom said, if you know that your sadness is coming from Hashem Yitbarach, it's not damaging you. Just you need to have that daily work, daily effort on finding Hashem, finding source of Simcha. And even Baruch Shalom Sani Goy, and even on the beginning, even on what that I do have in my Avodat Hashem, the smallest things of them all. When I'm starting to thank Hashem Yitbarach, the first thing that I'm telling him, thank you Hashem Yitbarach, that you reveal yourself to me. Because if you would hide yourself from me, I would never find you. No doubt. And if you chose me to smile to me, just to show me that you exist, that you're here, that you're alive, this is it. Albert told me yesterday something so funny. He said, you know how I know that there is Hashem? Because one time I needed 100 shekels and I looked down and I saw 100 shekels bill on the floor, and from that day and on I know that there is Hashem Yitbarach in the world. Simple thing. Who can say that didn't happen to him so many times? Who can say that didn't happen to him? So many coincidences, and so many super private supervision. Amazing, amazing what the Hashem Yitbarach is doing with each and every one of us. We need to see how to take it into action. What it means into action? It means everyone according to his abilities and according to what the Hashem Yitbarach wakes up, illuminates inside of his heart. If you have a heart, I heard that amazing concept from, I think it was you, Obi Ovadia, that told me that, I think it was him. That said on Kriyat Shema, why Yaakov Avinu, was it you, Avadia? Why Yaakov Avinu said Kriyat Shema in the time that he met Yosef? Yosef HaTzadik came, now they met after so many years, and Yaakov is coming to Egypt, and in front of him he sees Yosef HaTzadik, and on the moment that Yosef comes to hug his father, Yaakov chose to say Kriyat Shema. It's weird. It's weird. It's pretty weird. Your son, that you missed him so much, is coming. Okay, so let's say that Yaakov was very strict And Mama, she wanted to say Kriyat Shema in the precise moment, and it was Yaakov Avinu, he was perfect in his Avodat Hashem. Wonderful, we can accept it. So, let's say that Yaakov, you saw yourself. It's not that he surprised you suddenly in front. You saw yourself. He came to hug you. So, you can say Kriyat Shema now, and then to hug him. Or you can hug him, and then to say Kriyat Shema. It doesn't have to be so weird that on the moment that Yaakov is hugging him, Yosef is hugging him, and Yosef is crying, and Yaakov is saying Kriyat Shema. I have to find a certain explanation to what Yaakov is doing here, what Yaakov doesn't want to hug his son, Yaakov does, and okay, let's say that Yaakov does, so what? And Yosef, he doesn't want to say Kriyat Shema. So, the Torah is very wide, Baruch Hashem, and there is a lot to say. But we're going to stick to what that we started. Yaakov Avinu felt such an inspiration, such an illumination, such an emotional growth, something, I don't know what to say, the emotional excitement. He was so mitragesh, he was so happy, thrilled to see Yosef, his son, that he asked himself, what am I going to do with all of those emotions? He wanted to bring them into Avodat Hashem. This is why he said, I don't want to waste all of that heart, all of that light that Hashem now gave me, all of that huge inspiration, all of that recognizing the good of Hashem, the kindness of Hashem, so many things he felt in those moments that he saw his son Yosef after so many years. He said, what am I going to do with it? I have to bring it back to Hashem somehow. So he put all of it into Kriyat Shema. Into Kriyat Shema. What? Rabbi Mikotsky. Wonderful. The Rabbi, the Kotzke Rabbi, said that. Wonderful. We love him. He loves us, probably. So, you can find things in your life, things that wakes you up to inspire you, and you need to see what to do with them. You need to bring them into Avodat Hashem. One person got the talent to sing. One person got the talent to talk to people. One person got the talent to be a salesman. One person got the talent to spend hours in the fields to do it bodeduyot for hours. He's got that heart to talk to Hashem Yitbarach for hours on hours and to cry to Hashem. He's got that. And someone else got the talent to sit and to learn Torah, and he can dedicate his limud to this, to Am Yisrael. And he's aiming, his intention is that every letter in the Torah that he learns is souls of Am Yisrael. And when he's learning, he's waking up those sparks, those letters in the souls of Am Yisrael. And Am Yisrael now are waking up and doing Shuvah. And this is the way that he's learning Torah. Everyone, through what the Hashem Yitbarach wakes him up to do, to feel that this is the Avodat Hashem. One person can say brachot with all of the intention. He's got that power of concentration. He's got that power to say brachot and to bring down bounty to Am Yisrael. There is a person that he can be a hidden tzaddik, that he prefers to hide everything that he's doing and not to tell no one on what that he's doing, and to learn quietly alone in a Bet Knesset and to beg to Hashem and to scream to Hashem, to hold the siddur like everyone going to think he's crazy, but he's crying to Hashem and he doesn't care. Everyone. One can illustrate books, children books like the Taidan. Everyone can do whatever he is able to. The talents that Hashem gave you, those are the talents that Hashem wants you to use. You don't need to seek for something. You don't need to look for something. You need to check. Hashem is close. Karov elecha adavar. That thing is close to you. Beficha uvilvavcha la'asoto. In your mouth and in your heart. You don't need to have a heart. You don't need to have a mouth. Your mouth, beficha, in your mouth, with your crooked itbodeduyot, with your crooked shmona esre, you don't know what you can achieve, you don't know, you cannot imagine. Because I told you once, I came to Rav Shalom and I told him that my half an hour on Kedusha that I'm doing itbodedut every day is very bent. It's very not like I assume that half an hour is supposed to be. So he told me, what do you care about it? I'm lifting your prayers. Ani ma'alelcha et atfilot. It means, like we know, Baal Shem Tov once came to a certain synagogue, Bet Knesset, and he saw a lot of prayers over there. And he said to the people, I see a lot of prayers over there here in this Bet Knesset. So everyone was so proud. The Baal Shem Tov see that we were praying. So he saw that they become to be arrogant. So he told them, why, what do you think that I praised you? I haven't praised you. The thing that I told you is that all of your prayers are stuck in the Bet Knesset. None of them went up to heaven. They haven't been accepted. All of them are stuck in the roof. The tefillah in public, when it's written, the tefillah in public is been accepted, it's only if there is a prayer in public. If all of the public are not praying, if everyone are just reading the Siddur or answering text, SMS during the Shmona Esrei, so forget it. It's not a prayer in public. It's a nice gathering. It's maybe a lot of brachot lebatala. It's a lot of other things, but it's not a prayer. A prayer, it's when at least one person is standing in that Bet Knesset and there is a public, so that person can uplift all of the prayers. But at least you have to have one. And if you want to it's so easy to in this generation, you can lift yourself so many prayers because no one is praying. So go to any shtiblach that you want and just stand Shmona Esrei, long Shmona Esrei, half an hour, and you, it's like you prayed 30 prayers, 40 prayers, 50 prayers. If you're just gonna, you're gonna pray with your intention. It's so easy to be righteous in this generation because it depends in the generation. It not depends. It's what Rabbi Chaim Vital is writing when he cried to Ari HaKadosh and told him, why are you saying that I'm so important, that I'm so great? I know that my deeds are so low. And if you compare me to other righteous people from first generations, for sure it's a huge distance. So the Ari HaKadosh answered to him that the level, the quality of the soul is not depend in the deeds, in the actions. It just depends in the time and the generation, in the place. And it can be, and this is what that he told him to Rabbi Chaim Vital, that a person that is doing even less than righteous people from first generation counts a lot more than them. And if you would have been in that generation, you would be above them. Because it all depends on the will. Because Kutcha Brichu Li Babai, he wants your heart. If a person now wants to do tshuva and he doesn't know how to tie his shoes, he doesn't know how to bless shakol on a cup of water, he doesn't know. So what do you think? Hashem got problems with him? He was in a secular school. He was watching Beverly Hills 92.10, and he doesn't know nothing. What do you want from him? He doesn't know to make Netilat Yadayim. Brandon Walsh never made Netilat Yadayim in his life. What do you want from that poor guy? He doesn't know to make Netilat Yadayim. So now they're going to be a complaint on him. Why are you not doing Netilat Yadayim? You started on the left side. You were doing it. Well, you're an Ashkenazi and you're doing it like this Faradim. What do you want from that poor Jew? He doesn't know. What do you want from him? He wants Hashem. He wants Hashem, and he's washing his hands in the morning and he feels so inspired and he's looking for a lake and I don't know what, and he's taking showers and he doesn't know. He doesn't have no connection to Hashem. He doesn't know. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know. He wants to learn Torah. A lot of people, for an example, they want to learn Torah and the learning from the Brit HaChadasha, the New Testament. Because this is the books that they have. This is the Bible that they have in their house. New Testament. You're not allowed to read from it at all. You're not allowed. And they don't know. And they can spend years on learning from that book and learning and learning. And so someone else is going to look at them. What are you doing? What are you crazy? You know how close he is to Hashem Yitbarach? He's learning from the New Testament and he's closer than you so many times that you don't know what you are going to have to go through in your life to reach the level that he's holding. Because his heart is flaming to Hashem. He's seeking for Hashem. What can I do? Yetzirah doesn't like me to talk. Tough luck. We're going to talk no matter what. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Niyah B'Dvaro. Amen. We're going to talk no matter what. We're going to talk and talk and talk. Baruch Hashem, drink some tea. Rabbeinu called Yetzer Hara power of imagination. Means that you don't have no enemies except of your own sadnesses and depression and laziness and your imaginations. I'm not able to. Who said so? By Yetzer Hara. So, and you listen to him? Rabbeinu said that you're able to do everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told you that you're going to listen to every prayer of yours. Oh, but it's taking so much time. So what? You're in a rush. You need to finish your tikkun. You want to go out from this world. This is it. You're finished. So you're here. And you have the merit to serve Hashem Yitbarach. And you can do it in such a wonderful way. And you can talk to Hashem every day. And you can say brachot. What else do you want? I said it so many times. Even if, chas v'shalom, Hashem gonna stop me now, chas v'shalom. So what? From the place that I started my tshuva process to the place that I am today, it's amazing! It's amazing! It's a miracle! It's beyond logic! It's a total 100% miracle! Just now! And not to talk on what that Hashem can bring more in things in the future. Only stop today. This is it. This is what you're going to achieve in your avodah Hashem. You will not going to develop anymore. This is it. And of course, it's a lie, because Hashem kiddushanu b'mitzvotav. Because Hashem makes you holier and holier in every mitzvah that you keep, every mitzvah, in the smallest thing of them all. And like we said, even a non-Jew, he allow, and also he's obligated in a certain way, if he's consciousness allows it to him, to say all of the blessings of praise to Hashem Yitbarach on all kinds of food and drinks, on all kinds of smell, on all kinds of things that he sees, all of the prayers of the Tefillat Shmona Esrei, all of the 18, 19 brachot that you have, you're obligated to say them. The only, I heard Rav Elchanan Elgod, Rav Elchanan Shalom Elgod told me that halacha. Count on him, on me don't count. It's a lot better for you. Count on our new chief rabbi of English scholar, Rav Elchanan Elgod. He said that halacha. We're saying that halacha from his name. Rav Elchanan Elgod said that halacha. What do you want? All of goyim allowed to say all of birkot Hashevach, all praises to Hashem Yitbarach, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. What, he said something that is not true? He is Hashem. And he is leading the world, and he's got all of the powers and all of the abilities, and he's so great, and he made that fruit from the tree. Is it a lie? You're allowed to say it. What's the problem? You're not allowed to say Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav, that he obligates us with his commandments, with his obligations, mitzvot. Okay, because you haven't been there in Mount Sinai. Wonderful, no problems. But think how much a person can achieve, how many mitzvot he can do every day, how many blessings he can bless every day, how many pure intentions, how many good words he can say to Hashem Yitbarach, and to say the name of Hashem Yitbarach, like that we're saying, like that we're saying, like that it's allowed to say. How much a person can achieve in Avodat Hashem, how much you have, how rich you are. Rabbeinu said, be aware to your treasures. You have treasures, you have talents, you have understandings. En chacham kebal nisayon. The wisdom of the person depends in his experience. So you have a lot of life experience, right? So you're a wise person. You have a lot of wisdom that you purchased. Even if you purchase it in the street, it doesn't matter. It required. People need it. People need to hear your language. People need to learn from your mouth. You have what to give. If you wouldn't have what to give, Hashem wouldn't put you here. Hashem put you here. Hashem gives you life because you have what to give. You have what to donate. You have how to help. You're worth. You're important. If you weren't to be important in the eyes of Hashem, you wouldn't be here. You think that Hashem is doing things levatala, empty things, things that doesn't count, things that doesn't have no hope in them, no future in them. Hashem is huge, and Hashem is hidden. This is why it's hard to know. But when you talk to Hashem Yitbarach, you reveal your own spirit, you develop awareness to yourself, you check and you look, and you learn how to know yourself. And you talk to Hashem, and you find your soul. You find your real being, the purpose, why I came to this world. Spend all of your life on that question. What is my job, Hashem? What's my mission? What do you want me to do in this world? Let me know. I'm asking and asking, please, until I'm going to know. Should I convert? Should I do tshuva? Should I work in kiruv in afatza? Should I learn Torah? Should I do 6 hours every day? Maybe 1 hour is enough. What's my purpose in life? Who am I? What is my soul? My soul is special. My soul is unique. I have a certain soul that no one else has. Even the righteous man of the generation, he can be the righteous man of the generation, and he doesn't have my soul. I have other things that even he doesn't have. only Moshe Rabbeinu, that he includes all of the souls of Am Yisrael. He's got all of those sparks inside of him. But except of him, all of the righteous people, they have a lot. They have huge souls that contains a lot of souls, a lot of nefashot. But they don't have yours. Yours belongs to you. And it's special. And if you, like Rabbi Natan said, tonight going to be the yahrzeit of Rabbi Natan. Yud Betevet, it's the yahrzeit of Rabbi Natan. When Rabbi Natan once talked about Avraham Avinu, on the greatness of Avraham Avinu, so one of the students said, where you can find a heart like that, a heart like Avraham Avinu? Rabbi Natan screamed at him. He told him, you have the same heart, but you need to make it work. What?
Activate
it. You just need to wake your heart. You need to wake your heart. People are doing amazing things in the world, and everyone needs to believe in himself and to go and to do. To know Hashem going to be with me, Hashem going to help me. And if I require more tefillot, I'm going to pray some more. If I need to learn some more, I'm going to learn some more. If I need to consult with righteous people, I'm going to consult, I'm going to ask, I'm going to check, but I'm not giving up. I'm not walking back. This is the goal. This is what I'm going to achieve in my life. To be close to Hashem, Yitzbarach, it's good. I want to serve Him. I want to worship Him. I want to make Him happy. And I'm going to go for it no matter what. Not stopping. Thank you. Hazak Baruch.